Hey, Pete. Justin here.
Hey, Justin.
How's things?
Nah. All right, I guess.
You called her.
How about you?
I was with a student at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in the car before that, and I picked it up, and I think it was you who was calling, but nothing happened.
Yeah. I heard you, but then you hung up, so.
Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
No worries.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah, so, I'm just on my drive home back from a student.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so what's happening these days?
Not a lot.
Not a lot?
Over at the fucking boat here, just fucking around.
Oh, yeah. How does it look?
Yeah. Dusty, dirty.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Green, moldy.
Oh, no. Have you got a bit of mold in there?
No, it's not moldy, but it's pretty dusty.
I guess things like that do build
pretty
up.
Pretty dirty. A lot of work.
You think you're going to get it ready for this summer?
What am I going to do with it?
I don't know. Hard to know. You can't really carry it around with you. You can't really pull it around with your Kia, so.
Nope.
Not really.
I'm not really going to go out in it every weekend either, so.
No. Wonder if you put it in the buy and sell, what would happen?
Who knows? Someone would tell you I want it for half the price that you're asking.
Yeah. Have you toyed with the idea of living in it full time, at least?
Where would you do that?
I have no idea. Not a clue.
Exactly.
Not a clue.
Me neither. If you find a spot or hear of a spot, let me know. No, the one good thing is when I was at your father's place and I resealed all these railings and skylights and everything,
mm-hmm.
It's all dry inside here.
Oh, right on.
Even after all of hellish short winter we had there of 6 weeks, all the rain and whatnot, it's dry in here.
Still bone dry. Do you have one of those dryer things that you know, those little chemical dryer things that you stick in there?
No.
They just, wow, that's impressive.
I have something that, a couple of canisters that you put mothballs in or something, and they apparently collect moisture.
Oh, yeah.
But, I haven't got no mothballs in it, but they're bone dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's bone dry inside here so far, so.
Right on. That's good.
Still seems to have power.
Yeah.
Batteries haven't gone completely dead, so.
Is there like a trickle charger or something you put on there all winter, or no?
No.
No. So they just survived the winter.
I guess they did.
Huh. Not bad.
Plus, my buddy Chris gave me one of those, I think it's a tugboat battery. It's like three batteries. It's like the size of three batteries in one.
One of those big, giant, long things.
The big fucker.
Wow.
It's underneath my, right in front of my engine room.
Uh-huh.
Inside the galley wing on the floor there. It's still there. So you got to check the power on that.
Does it power the
cabin? That's another battery that I got. It's actually got four batteries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So some of them are
2-6, 1-12 volt, and then this one. But this one's not wired in. It's just laying here on its own.
Yeah.
I haven't got it wired in yet or nothing, so.
Huh.
No, I've been talking to Michael at Harrison Boat Marina again.
Oh, yeah.
I went to see him today, but he was overloaded busy, so I called him, and he says, call me back later, so. I just left and went home, had lunch, called a few people like yourself, and then I headed over here to this dusty fucking mess. Yeah, this guy wants me to move it this year, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't get a good response from you either, from wanting to put it back there, and I can understand why. I don't really want to put it back there, to tell you the truth.
Well, get
going to sell the house.
What's that?
I got to sell the house. There's no way I can afford to live there.
No.
I can't even afford the insurance on the house. Then my, it's just
exactly.
A big house for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what you're doing in that regard, but...
Well, I'm sure it's all going to come down the line eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Sell it.
I bet. Yeah. I don't know. She seems convinced that she's getting all a bunch of money and his truck and everything, but I personally don't see that, but...
Well, that's a... You know, that... I got to consult the lawyer on that. I got to consult the lawyer and figure out what is the responsible thing to do. And you know, I'm not going to leave her high and dry, but I'm certainly not going to give her a windfall either. Shit.
Well, fuck. All she's done is maintain the place, doesn't she? She hasn't paid you no rent or fuck all.
No, I know.
Lived there for nothing. So, I mean,
you got to count
that. There's many ways to look at this scenario. I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, she's got it fucking made there.
Yep.
Yeah, sure, she maintains the house and whatnot. I'll give her that. That's all good. But...
prevents the bad news from coming in.
Right.
But...
I mean, she's not paying anything for living there either, so...
And she has to know that that's worth an awful lot. I mean, what would a house...
You're fucking right. A house like that for rent out here is like $2,500 a month. Easy.
Yeah.
So
that's going to enter into it. It has to.
You know.
It has no choice but to.
What's that?
It has no choice but to enter into the, you know, into the mix because she's getting free rent.
Yeah, exactly.
Her story earlier on was, well, I can't move out and look after the dog, you know. Not a lot of places will take dogs, and it's my, you know, I told Les that I would look after the dog, and that's my responsibility, and yeah, okay, you don't have to convince me of that. I get it. You want to keep the house, so you're using the dog as an excuse. I get that. That's great, but that has to enter into the picture then, being free rent.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think she thinks I'm a dummy. I think she just thinks I'm a pushover.
You know. Yep.
But
probably.
Maybe I am. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just trying to be a nice guy and do what's right.
Well, that's exactly what you're doing. But remember, we're nice people finished, Justin.
Oh, I know. Dead last. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Dead last.
I've encountered that in my life a few fucking times now, and that's exactly where it's ended up with me.
Yeah.
Dead fucking last. Shit out of luck, SOL, fuck you.
Yeah, better luck next time.
Exactly.
But I know that when I die, I will not have gouged people.
That's the key to it.
And I frankly, I mean, I go to church just as much as any other churchgoer, but really, do I have any proof that there's anything on the other side? Fuck, no, I don't have anything. What are you talking about?
No.
So, but whatever is there, okay, I'll meet it head on.
That's why I live for the now. I don't worry. I try not to worry about yesterday, and I definitely don't worry about tomorrow.
Tomorrow will give you anxiety, and yesterday will give you depression. So, live for now.
Exactly.
Live for now.
I guess maybe I am thinking of both, then, because I suffer from both.
Shit. Well, now you know it. Then
oh, yeah.
Now you know it. You're ahead of the game, because half the other poor bastards out there don't even know what's going on.
I know.
Well, we're told, you know, we have to look to the future and plan for the future, and then when nothing ever works out, we get all hangdog and depressed and going, fuck, I must have done it wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no, you didn't. It's just that you can't plan for the future. You can't.
No, you can't.
I mean, you
it
can try.
It fucking work.
You know, and
I look at this guy where my boat's...
Yeah.
I look at this guy where my boat's at here, and, you know, he's got all this money in the bank. But yet he's too crippled and fucked up to do anything with. He can't even ride his fucking motorcycle anymore, so.
Yeah.
He sits in the house every day depressed.
Dang.
Like, fuck. 75, 76 years old.
And that's his life.
And that's his life. And on it carries.
But I bet he's got some stories to tell.
Well, yeah, he does to some degree, but not really. Yeah. If he does, he doesn't tell me them, so. He's nothing like your father.
Really?
Nothing like Les at all, no.
Huh.
Well, like, I don't know, this boat's been here for, like, what, a year and a half now or so, and...
Uh-huh.
He's just right antsy and wants it gone, wants it out of here, wants me to do something with it, and he doesn't really care. It's where your father was completely different. He was carefree that way.
He would probably...
I offered him money, and he threatened to fucking throw me off his fucking property, so it's like... Okay, well, what do you want? No, you ever heard of friendship?
There you go.
That's all I want, so...
Oops.
Deal with that. Put that in your little pipe and fucking smoke it.
Well...
So, people like your father are few and far between, though, Justin.
People are just so damn concerned with money and...
That's all it is.
Grubbing each other.
That's all it is. They don't fucking care about anything else. That's all it is. It's all about money. Nothing else matters. Get the fuck out of my way. This is mine. Not yours. Fuck you. See you later.
I actually told my mother once, you know, she was grubbing about money and stuff, right? Because that's what everybody seems to do. And, you know, she is, I mean, I love my mother completely. Yes, I get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, not everything is about money. So I said to her one day, you know, you're my mother. Shouldn't you be teaching me something that, you know, something like there is more to life than money? Like, isn't that your job as a mom? Oh, she got really tight-lipped about that. She's like, well, I'm sorry, but there it is. You know, you're my mother. You should be teaching me something that there is more to... How about happiness? And
exactly.
You know, or at least the pursuit of happiness. You know, give it a shot.
I know.
But no, it's all about money.
No, that's all that matters.
Oh.
That's right. It's sad. It's really sad. But that's where it's at.
I wonder if there's any point in the future of humanity when people will not... Like, they're going to go, God, that was a mistake, wasn't it? And start maybe thinking that there's more to it?
No.
No.
I doubt it.
Well.
I think we'll be extinct before that happens.
Well, then we'll have created our own demise.
That's coming, too. Well, that's coming, too. Rest assured.
It's coming down the pipe.
Absolutely.
One of my students asked Miles his name. He asked me, do you think that we have any future? You know, like, we're good, there's problems with pollution and, you know, global warming and all that. He said, I mean, he's a, you know, a 10-year-old kid, right? And he's asking me, do you think are we doomed or do you think we have a future? God, what do you tell a 10-year-old kid? No, you're fucked, dude. I said, well, you know what? It's up to you, because if you know the choice is that you and your long after I'm dead, long after I'm, and he says, his eyes pop out of his head. I said, well, of course I'm going to die. You know that. Long after I'm dead, you can look back at this conversation and go, well, you know, I guess it was my choice, and all the other people in my generation.
That's right.
Well, then make the choices, damn you, make them, and not just the money grubbing shithead choices. Make the choices that are conducive to a happy life.
Viable, yes.
Viable.
Yes, I know.
Buy some fucking solar panels. I don't know if that's the answer either, but I mean it's...
That's what I should do for my boat. I should buy a solar panel so I don't need shore power.
Oh, fuck, yeah. You put about 300-watt panels on the roof of yours, and you could live forever and ever. You don't even... You know what I thought? You know those hydrogen generator things, you know, that create hydrogen out of electricity? Well, you put, you get a little pump, right? And you fill a bunch of propane tanks with hydrogen. Can you imagine how much power you'd get? Fuck. You'd have a barbecue every damn night for hours and hours and still have enough hydrogen to...
Possibly.
You know, I mean, I don't know. Again, it's the money thing. It's the oil companies going, fuck off, you can't have that. That's impossible. Pay me instead.
That's right.
Well, I don't know.
That's right.
I think we can. It's just the people got to get off their... I don't know. I could be living in a dream world.
I think we all kind of are in a way.
Yeah. Well, it's my dream, so.
Yeah. Shit. This was my dream. I don't know if it's a dream anymore, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't gotten rid of it yet. I do have somebody that's interested in buying it, but he doesn't want to pay me anything for it. What did he offer me? $4,000 the last time.
Four? Four?
Yeah.
That's not enough.
That's what I said. That's not enough.
I'm thinking minimum 10. No? Shit. Am I dreaming?
I like your offer much better.
Well, fuck.
I like your offer much better.
Well, if I had it, I'd say, here's 10, man. Give me your boat. But, fuck.
What would you do with my boat, Justin?
I am terrified of water. I'm scared shitless.
Are you really?
Oh, my. I'm scared.
Oh, my.
You?
Totally.
You are?
Petrified of it, yes.
Get out of town.
No, don't like it at all.
Really?
Totally scared of it.
Holy shit. I did not know that. Oh, well. But yet, you got a boat.
But yet I've stayed overnight out on this thing. Countless times out there. In hundreds of feet of water.
Uh-huh.
And I go to sleep. And I wake up in the morning. And I'm still floating. So
you're braver than me. I don't know.
A lot of times I stay close to shore, too.
Yeah. Holy shit.
In case I did decide to sink, I could get out and flee.
Paddle to the...
Hopefully.
Do you have a dinghy or a life raft of some kind? I guess
you
have.
Yeah, I do, but it's folded up and put away right now. But
Underneath your anvil collection?
When I do go out in the water, I do pump it up sometimes.
See if it still works.
You never know. Yeah, it has a slow leak in it, but...
Oh, shoot.
I don't know if...
6 months.
I'd like to get a better one, but...
They're probably not.
I don't know if I'm... They're not cheap.
No, they can't be cheap. Oh.
And I'm sure I could fix this one that I have, so...
Just a patch kit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, about the only way you can figure out the leak is to put it in water, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's
huh.
right.
Well.
Oh, yes. Fun.
And I met you a new one is pretty pricey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. All these other people, they do things, they do grandiose things, you know, that they want to go here, travel to Europe, or they want to buy a, you know, a property out in the woods or something. Or people have these dreams, and some people go for it, and some people don't, but...
Yeah. Just amazing. Everything still fucking works.
Well, it proves that you got a quality product then.
Well, I've maintained it, I guess, to some degree.
Well, I've seen how much work you put into it.
Oh, fuck.
Countless hours. Countless evening hours and weekend hours.
Crazy. It's insane.
Huh.
But it seems like this whole fucking canvas top needs to be replaced.
Well...
Or at least the windows, the plastic windows in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, canvas
That's
is...
big money.
Yeah, true. Canvas is an organic material, right? So it will eventually
is
break
it?
Down.
Yeah, I guess it will, won't it? I don't know. I don't know.
Huh. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I've yet even to try this engine since I've rebuilt it.
Oh, really? I thought you had it running for a bit.
Oh, I have. I've had it running a few times.
But not actually out running in the...
But I haven't had it in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you had one guy who just happened to be to say that, you know, hey, I'll give you a bit of money for it, and it turned out to be $4,000, it's got to be worth a lot more than that. I mean, it is worth a lot more than that, but
to me it is. But I've looked online, and a lot of them aren't worth a whole lot. But then yet, some of them are over $20,000.
Yeah, yeah,
you know. So it all depends on the condition. If I redid this top and windows and a few other little things.
Yeah.
You're looking at money. No, you're looking at money. It's worth money. Because it's in condition now. It's in shape. It's ready.
Shit.
So, you know.
So I guess what it all boils down to is it's a matter of
what I really want to do.
Whatever you want to do, if you're willing to sell it.
The thing is if I sell it, then I look, okay, well, now I'm back to square one again with fuck all to do again. At least this gives me something to do.
Yes.
And whether it be a lot of work or not, or a lot of money or not, it all depends on how much I want to spend on it. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is getting it from here to the water and verifying this mooring spot at the lake there with this Michael guy.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a really good guy. I've talked to him like a half a dozen times now. And like I said, I called him today. I drove to the lake and called him, but he was busy, so I just left. Maybe I'll call him later on today or tonight or something and figure something out from there. But he's got a couple of powered spots available right now.
I wonder what he wants for moorage every month or year. Is he a yearly thing?
I could probably, yeah. Well, you can do it monthly, 6 months, yearly. He says it's cheaper to go yearly, but...
No doubt.
So I may just do that and see what kind of... He said he'd give me a really good deal. He says, well, we'll talk... In confidence, just between you and I, and we'll make up a deal. It's kosher just between you and I, and no one else needs to know.
Well, that seems like
a decent thing. He seems like a real straight-up kind of guy, right?
Uh-huh.
He's an older fellow. He's like 60, 61 or so now. So
he's got nothing really to prove.
No, he's fairly straight-up. So.
Right on. Well, that's the kind of people you need to mix with.
That's right.
Right. Instead of all the
bullshit. And he says, out here we got a really good community of people.
Mm-hmm.
People are really willing to help each other out here. And so I'm thinking that's probably my best bet, even as far as selling it's concerned, too. If I want to put it for sale out there, well, then you can see it's worthy because it's floating in the water.
Sure, yes.
He says, well, yeah. He said, if you're looking to sell it, he says, that's definitely a much better feature of having it already in the water than when people come to see it, they see, well, it's in the water already, so obviously it floats. That's one good thing.
Yeah. And you can fire up the power.
Yeah, and you can fire it up and go for a little float around the fucking lake or whatever. And
yes. Shit.
And then if it's out there, I might... It's like I said to him, if it's out moored in the water there, it might give me a reason to like it again and want to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed at that. He thought that was a good one. He said, yeah, well, that's a good way to look at it, he said. He says, because
right now,
sitting where it is dry docked, you don't really have much incentive because...
It's a depressing thing.
You can't use it.
Yeah.
And I got this guy here hounding me to move the fucking thing and... Sick and tired of having it on his yard, and whereas, you know, that's what I say. Your father was completely different. He didn't give a shit. It sat there. He didn't give a shit if I used it or whatever. It didn't bother him.
Yeah.
It's like he was one of those people that you call people that mind don't matter. People that don't mind matter. I'm sure you've heard that terminology before.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, your father was one of those people that didn't mind. So, therefore,
he mattered. He mattered a lot.
He mattered a lot.
Huh.
Yeah.
Shit.
I really miss him, Justin. In a lot of ways. More than just this, sitting here. Just as talking to you as a friend and going and doing shit. We did all kinds of funny little things. One day there, he was all bored and whatnot, and like he said, he was bored to tears. So I said, well, there's this little fair going on at the Heritage Park there with a bunch of steam shit. Uh-huh. His eyes lit up, and he says, no, do you want to go? I said, I'll buy your ticket. Let's go.
Oh, right on.
So off he went. Spent the afternoon there, and fuck, he had a riot.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. It was really fucking good, actually.
Huh. Well, that's the kind of stuff you got to fill your life with, right?
Well, that's the thing, right? And it made my day, too, because I made him happy, so.
All he wanted was somebody to go with and somebody to hang out with and
that's right.
Share the bullshit with.
That's right.
Isn't that what any of us need, is just to share the bullshit that we go through and feel like you
He was big on that steam shit, right? So I'm familiar with it, but I don't really know it that well. And he was explaining things that I had never heard of, right? He was explaining things, and I said, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense.
Huh.
That's pretty fucking cool, actually. Now that I think of it, now that you explain it that way, now that all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like he says, yeah, he says, I grew up with this stuff. This was still ongoing when I was a kid. Like, we used steam engines still.
It's not just a novelty. It's something that's actually...
It wasn't just a novelty. Then. They had a use still.
Yeah.
They slowly got phased out, but, you know.
As everything does, I suppose, but...
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so...
No, I miss him, too. I miss his voice.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I miss... Talking to him on the phone, but that ain't going to happen now.
Nope.
Fuck. Instead, I got Laura's voice.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. She drives me fucking nuts.
Oh. She's just in...
I like her and whatnot, but, you know...
Sure. Yeah.
She's just too fucking loud, man. It's just holy fuck. Settle down.
Oh.
Fuck.
Has nobody ever told her, you know, your voice is a bit shrill. You gotta tone it down a notch. She went out and bought those little fuzzy things that you put on to stop banging the cabinet doors.
Oh, yeah.
Because she opens the door and then slams it shut. Bang! And I'd jump about 3 feet off the ground every time that happened. So she went and bought some fuzzy shit for the... There, glue these on. Oh, thank you.
No shit.
Yeah. She knows that she can be shrill. She just has no idea. There must be some little mechanism inside the brain, you know, that either is active or not active, or is there or not there, you know, to know whether or not you're actually being annoying to other people. The annoyance lobe, or whatever that's, you know. Close to the front, I think, you know.
I don't know.
I don't think she's...
Easy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well. What do you do?
I don't know. I think that you put an awful lot of work, and not just work, but your heart into that boat, you know? It's a fucking yacht.
It's got some of my mother's soul in it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Without my mother's money, I wouldn't have bought this thing.
Well.
So that's the other reason why I kind of hang on to it, too. It kind of has sentimental value to me, too. It's the only thing in my life that's as close to a house that I've ever owned.
Yeah.
And I do own it outright. It's mine.
It is yours, you...
The title is in my name. It's insured as we speak right now. Everything is insured.
That's going to be a good feeling.
Yes, it is.
Huh.
It gives me a, I don't know, a purpose somewhat.
Nobody else owned it.
Because you're right. In an imperfect world, I could, if need be, if shit hit the fan, I could live on it. It would be a little harsh or stressful at times, I must say, but it's possible.
Yeah, perhaps it might be, but...
Because it has a fridge, it has a stove, it has a sink, it has a it has a shitter, it has a shower, it has all that. It's livable. It's doable. It is possible.
It doesn't sound like you'd live in hardship, though. It doesn't sound like you know...
You wouldn't.
It's not like it's camping out of a, you know... It's not. It's a real live home.
I call it my RV on the water.
There you go.
That's what it is.
People live in RVs all the time.
Exactly what it is.
And people live in their boats all the time, too.
People live in RVs. People live in their boats. That's right. I mean, I've seen other boats. I was looking at these exact boats yesterday online.
Mm-hmm.
Not online, actually. Yeah, I guess it would be online.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, like I say to you, they ranged in price from anywhere from $5,000 all the way up to fucking $30,000.
Wow.
Like 1989 Bayliner. Sunbird Sierra 2655. That's what this is. The same fucking boat.
Wow.
I've seen them in excess of $30,000.
Holy shit.
I mean, they're in fucking immaculate condition.
Well, I think the guy who's offering you $4,000 needs to go and...
Oh, he can go fuck himself.
Fill in the blank, yeah. All he wants to do is steal it from you and then sell it again for
a profit.
Fuck off.
And that ain't happening. Like, I was born at night, but it wasn't fucking last night, so. You know. Yeah.
No, your boat deserves better than that.
Sure
it's not just a commodity to sell and buy and, you know, to flip for a profit. It's heart and soul in it, and as you say...
I mean, if somebody come along and... Yep, that's right. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I don't unload it.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Alan, that's living with my sister there, he made a funny comment to me last year. He wanted to rent it off me for a weekend.
Hmm.
I said, "You're serious, aren't you?" He goes, "Yeah, why wouldn't I be?" I said, "Yeah, well, I'm being serious right now, too, and here's my answer. No."
Maybe I could rent your wife, too.
Are you joking? Like, you got to be joking, because that's just fucking, I find that hilarious. Yeah. After the way I see you treated my street bike, you think in your right mind, I'm going to let you take my boat out for the weekend and by yourself?
Oh, you'll never see it again. I know.
It's not that I would see it again, but he would abuse it. It's not his, so why would you care, right?
Yeah.
I've seen the way he's abused my sister's machinery at her place.
Is that right?
No way. Not happening. Never. Yeah, I've also thought of that idea too still. I do have the finances in the bank now to insure this for liability.
Uh-huh.
So I could do fucking tours and charters, whatnot, of some kind.
Really?
Sightseeing tours. Yeah, the next time I insure it, if that happens, if this all goes the way I'm thinking, and I get it going, I might talk to the insurance broker about that. See what kind of licensing I do need. You may need a different operating license, too.
Uh-huh.
You might need a captain's license or something to do that. I don't know if you can do that with a pleasure craft.
Well, you could do that. You could do whatever classes or whatever it takes to make that happen.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. I can make that happen. I know that, but insurance is a little more than $350 a year then.
Oh, well, yeah.
Insurance would be more like $1,200 or $1,400 just for liability insurance. But then...
Mm-hmm.
Then you can take it out and it can make you money.
And you're a sociable person too, though. You know, you're I mean, sure, you know when somebody is an asshole, but still, you know that the importance of mixing with other people, and I think you'd be a pretty fucking good captain.
Well, I might be okay. I don't know.
I think so. You've got some places to show them and stories to tell. And you know Geordie, right? Geordie Ferguson? Not really.
Geordie Ferguson, no.
No, he's a friend of Glenn's for about 120 years or so, and he was just
met him.
Yeah, you can't shut the guy up, you know. But not in a bad way. I mean, he's just an entertaining fellow to talk to, right? And if he were to put on a captain's hat, you know, and show you around, it'd be fucking amazing. It'd be entertaining. It'd be like, I'd pay money for that. Shit.
Well, that's one guy I know that would have been really helpful in this endeavor is your brother.
Yeah.
Glenn would have been very helpful in this regard. Huh. Not taking nothing away from you, Justin, but
the kind of person
he was?
Yes. Yeah.
He was really fucking good at things like this. And I know he would have been very, very helpful to me in a lot of ways here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like I say, not to take anything away from you, but your brother had skills that...
No, he had more skills than I could ever dream of. I know that, absolutely.
It's not bad. I'm not saying that.
No, but the truth is true.
You have skills in other ways.
Perhaps.
Than us. You do. You do. Don't kid yourself. You're no dummy yourself.
I just have to tell myself every now and then. But...
Yeah, well. You're not.
Shit.
Just by how you talk about how Laura and how she thinks you're stupid and whatnot, it's just, yeah, sure. I'm sure she probably does think that, but...
Oh, it's just Justin.
She's pushed over and whatnot, but it just doesn't fucking matter.
Well, Tammy,
it doesn't matter what she thinks. It's like, fuck, I just look at her and, I don't say anything. It's not that... If you want to think that, and that's... entirely up to you, but I know different. And when it comes down to push and shoving, you better fucking watch yourself there.
Oh, I'd push her in the water if it meant, you know, like
fucking right, fucking right,
doing what is right. And
that's your father's house. I talked to my brother David about this. I've talked to him about, and he says, you know, that just seems like a really weird situation. What the fuck is she doing there? That just seems really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, yeah, it is.
I know it is. I hear you. It's weird. You're fucking right. I know that.
Yeah.
Do you know how embarrassed I am about that? Pretty embarrassed.
Well,
but I can't do anything
about it.
Not from this
end. Don't be embarrassed about it, because it's not about that. It's, I know why you're doing it. And I fully understand why you're doing it. It's better to have someone there looking after the house than having it abandoned and having it fucking hoodlumed by...
Oh, it wouldn't last
all
a month.
All kinds of fucking homeless fuckers, they'd be fucking destroying the place, right?
Like, oh, yeah. There'd be police
there'd be nothing
calling
left
me
of it.
Every
there'd
weekend.
Be, everything would be fucking smashed and broken, and you'd be lucky if you had a foundation left there now. It'd be burnt to the ground or whatever, right? Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, no, you're smart for doing what you did, doing what you're doing there.
I think I don't have a choice in the matter. I think I have to. I mean, I could... have
perhaps
told her to fuck off and rent it out, but then I don't know who's going to rent it. At least this way, Laura, she feels that she has some kind of connection. She feels that she has some kind of obligation, because if she's going to get any recompense money-wise whatsoever, she'll look after the fucking house. That's my insurance policy.
That's right.
I'm not going to, kick her in the shins and leave her high and dry. I'm not going to do that. Fucking not. But
no.
I'm also not going to let her be a Tammy. Fuck off.
No, you can't. You can't let her gouge you out either. Like, fuck. Come on now. You know?
Yeah. Shit.
There's many ways to look at this program here, but
yeah.
But either way, it's kind of a fucking a messy, sticky situation at times, that's for sure.
Well, it should have been done a year ago, but thanks to Tammy's sticky fingers. That's why it's damn sticky. She's got her stickiness all over.
Fucking people are so greedy, Justin. Pardon my language, but...
I don't know about little Les, you know. I don't know if Les has a greedy bone in his body. I don't know, because I don't really know the man very well.
I think he does.
But I just think that he kind of has to if that's his mom.
Yeah, he's the same.
Is he, you think?
Oh, sure.
He just hides it better.
He just hides it better, that's right. Todd, I'm really not sure. Todd is a very... he's very two-faced, right? Like,
yeah.
He'll talk nice to you in front of you, and then you get him away from you, and he'll badmouth you, right? But he won't say it to your face, because he's cowardly.
Well, he hides his cowardly ways fairly well, then. You know, he sounds like a renegade cowboy kind of...
Oh, yeah. That bothers me, though. I don't like that. I called him on that one day when I was out working on my boat, and I said, he asked me this question. I said, it's a little early. He says, for what? I said, for stupid questions. He just turned and fucking scowled and fucked off and says, yeah.
There you go.
See you later, Gumpy.
Now we both know each other. That's good.
He looked and fucking fingered me and, yeah, fuck you, Pete. And he went into the house, and as he was leaving, I had my top down on my boat, and I'm working away on something there, and he looks over at him, and he smiles and holds his middle finger up and says, fuck you too, Pete. I says, yeah, you betcha, Justin. Sorry, God. He says, have a good afternoon. I says, yeah, well, later on this afternoon, you know where I'll be. You'll be stuck in your house at home there on Young Road or wherever you live, and I'll be out in Harrison Lake floating around on my boat, so fuck you too.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Oh, shit.
He says, yeah, well, I guess you got me on that one, so see you later.
Go home to your old lady.
That's right.
And your mortgage.
I find her very fake.
Oh, fuck, she's as fake as the $3 fucking bill. I hate it.
Yeah, I know.
I hate it.
Very.
There's a woman on the my mother and Floyd watch this financial channel all the time, right? And there's a woman who comes on there, and she looks exactly like Tammy. I said to my mother, you know, I feel like kicking the television. I mean, I don't say things like that in the house very often, you know.
No. But
that looks exactly like Tammy. I got to get out of the room because I'm going to put my foot through the TV.
Postal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Postal big time. Fucking winch.
That's shitty. Yeah.
No, but she looks exactly like her and just makes me want to vomit shit out of my mouth. I mean, you can imagine that, right? So,
yeah.
And that's how strongly I feel about it.
That's terrible.
It would be.
Yes. Yeah.
But luckily, all I have to do is just walk out of the room and there's no shit vomit happening. But.
Right.
But we all have to walk around with at least a little bit of integrity. And she lost hers ages ago.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened. I really don't.
She wants to appear correct. Even without actually being correct, she wants to appear that she's, you know, she's...
Very, very greedy.
Yeah.
Like, you got to think. You guys got a house here. You have a house that you're buying or have bought in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
What more do you need? What possibly more could you fucking need?
There's more, I guess.
A house in every country in the world or what? Like, fuck off.
Yeah, no, that's more of a burden than anything else. Why would you want that?
Like I say, are you taking it with you? No. Well, then fuck off.
Yeah.
Leave something for somebody else. You greedy bastards.
Every last one of them.
Just fucking retarded, man.
Does it really make you that much happier to own all that shit and say, oh, I stole
this? Not in the least.
I mean, is that what happiness
is? Not in the least.
Huh?
No, it doesn't make you any happier whatsoever.
There's a bit of integrity that we all have to walk around with. I don't know.
That's right.
It's...
That's right.
Shit. I've done some boneheaded things in my life. I know that, but...
Oh, haven't we all?
Heavens, yes. But
haven't we all? Exactly. I've done a lot of shithead things myself, too. I admit it. Openly. But
it takes a person big enough to say, yeah, it was my fault. Let's mm-hmm. move on. Shall we?
Some people just can't do that, though. They just got to pass the blame to somebody else. Oh, that happened because he or she did this or did that, and that's why I did this. And it's like, own up to it. Shut up and own up. I know. It's sad people have to be that way, but that's what's making the world this way, is the greed factor.
It's the take, take, take without giving back.
The greed factor has just gone right out of control.
Oh, I know.
Fuck, man.
Well, are we destined for meltdown, or can we rein it in a bit and, you know, go
back? No, we're going to melt down. We're going to melt down.
What the hell am I supposed to tell my little 10-year-old student? You're doomed, kid. No. You're doomed.
No. Don't tell them anything.
No.
Just don't talk about that. Just don't tell them anything about it.
Buy some sermon pillows.
Outright lie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what I did. I said, yeah, you know, you make the right choices and things can improve. Absolutely they can.
That's
well, I know that they can. I don't even think that's a lie.
That's the best way to put it. That's the only way to put it, Justin, is that. Because it sums it up right there. Right?
It puts the
onus
on
you. Call yourself not smart. Like, fuck, come on.
Well.
Like, not everybody can think of shit like that to say, Justin. That's quite ingenious, actually.
Well, I don't know.
Because how do you answer a 10-year-old like you said? How do you do that?
He's only been live for just a few years, you know. I mean, he's brand new and he needs to.
And that's a tricky fucking question.
Shit, yeah.
Many people couldn't answer that. Well, they wouldn't have a clue. I would have never thought of that.
Oh, shit, I think you would have, but...
No.
Given an...
No. No, no. Mm. You're giving me credit that I don't deserve. There's some things like that I'm just not that good at. I know that. Sometimes I am. Don't get me wrong. I have my moments, but for the most part, no. I leave that part to you.
Oh, shit.
You're good at that academic shit and philosophical stuff, whereas a lot of us aren't.
Well, you know, I just think that... I think that my mother is wrong. I'm sorry, I do. I think that money is not the absolute.
No, does she think that?
Well, that's the number one thing in her life is money. And,
okay, yeah.
You know, I mean...
I kind of assumed that just by how you were carrying on.
Well, you know, I mean, there's family, right? But, I mean...
Yeah.
And, of course, family would come first, but...
Yeah, I know.
But...
I know what you're saying. I get you.
At least the old man, you know, like, he'd go out for a pint of beer and hobnob with all his cronies and bullshit and laugh and sit there and smile and listen to people's stories. And,
of course.
And that was his community of peeps, right? But my mom doesn't even have that. She's just, you know, she watches the Market Channel all the time, and that's what makes her happy, I guess, but...
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to fill my life up with sacrificing my own happiness for making
money. No.
Fuck off, I'm not going to do it.
No.
Look at all the other
good
poor bastards out there. You want me to be
good
like
for
that?
You.
Fuck off.
No. Good for you. That's.
I don't have many friends, you know that, and I count you as one of them. And
yeah.
It's because of, you know, we have discussions about real shit like this that we're doing. To me, that is crucial. That's important in life.
You're damn right it is.
It is, isn't it?
Most people don't do that.
Fuck.
They're all crunching numbers and talking about money numbers, and that's what they do.
Bank accounts.
Because that's all that matters. My sister's like that in a lot of ways, too, right? She's always worried about...
Is that right?
...making ends meet, and she's retired now, but she's... Uh-huh. still,
it's still a struggle.
Well, it's not so much that it's a struggle, I don't think, but I don't know. I told her what I how much money I had in the bank, and she said that's more than her, and I just looked at her and kind of laughed. And, yeah, and yet we're standing on a property that you own outright, and you've got a home equity loan against it, so you have money, and you paid off all your credit cards and whatnot and bills, and I have more money than you in the bank. You own a fucking $1 million fucking piece of property or 800,000 or whatever it is, but I have more money than you. Yeah. Hmm. You're a fucking shithead, I said. You're thinking that. She just looked at me and glared and I said, oh, come on. Give your fucking head a shake, man.
Hmm.
That's all that I got. That and a whatever, a $5,000 or $10,000 boat. So, gee, woo. I got a whole whopping, if you total everything up, I got a whole whopping $30,000. Wow. I am rich.
Well, you got more than me, and that's for sure.
Well, in a way, but not really. Because now you and your sister at least have your father's house there, right?
Yeah.
So you have something there.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I never considered that. I never really...
No, I know. But that's...
To me, it still belongs to the old man.
That's where I can tell where the greed factor is not in your nature. You're not like that. Because you don't think
about it. I'd rather throw myself off a fucking bridge than be greedy.
I know.
How do you...
I know.
Are you proud of that, you know? Like, God.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck.
Well, that's how this guy is around my boats out here. They're greedy. Like, they're... I said, okay, and when you're all said and done and you're gone, passed away, where is this all going to go? To your kids? Okay, well, that's fine and well, but what are you doing with it in the meantime? You're not doing fuck all.
Yeah.
You're sitting here. Because that's all you can do, because you can barely see. You can't fucking move around very well anymore, and...
Well, my mother is a bit hard of hearing now. Right? Actually, quite a bit hard of hearing. And I have to talk really loud most times to be able to get the point across.
Right.
And I'm thinking, buy some hearing aids. But she's... I'm not trying to backbite, Pete. I'm not. I'm not trying
to understand.
Diss anybody. I wouldn't diss my own mother for anything. But
no.
Buy
I
some
understand
fucking
what
hearing
you're saying.
Aids.
Exactly. I mean, even your father did that.
Yeah.
Right?
$2,000 or $3,000 a piece. Well, okay, you're $5,000 or $6,000 under now, but at least you can participate in conversation.
At least you can hear. Yeah.
When people laugh and you laugh with them, you know why you're laughing, because it's funny, not just because you've got to laugh. What do you say? Oh, I don't know.
I know.
But I laughed anyway, because that's...
I know, I get you.
Supposed to do.
I get you, man.
It's 5,000. Shit. I have one RSP left. I cashed in one of them to go to school, and I have one of them that's worth about 5,000 now, and I could cash that in and buy some hearing aids for her. But she wouldn't.
Yeah, but she'd...
She wouldn't take it. She wouldn't hear of it. Ah, no pun intended.
No.
Okay. But that would make a lot more sense than me just hanging on to it.
I know.
At least, you know, well, put that in your ear.
No, you should fucking hang on to that. That's yours.
I know. That's a responsible thing to do. But fuck, this is my mother, and she's like...
I know.
I don't give a rat's fucking ass about the cash. I'll live until I die, and then that's the end of it.
That's right. Exactly. I know.
It's
I
like...
hear you.
You sell your boat, okay, good. What are you going to do with the cash then? Put it in your bank.
That's the way I look at it.
Oh, that's good. You got more in your bank. Good for you.
Yeah.
Where's your fucking boat then? Somebody.
I know.
Assholes got it.
That's right.
They've got your boat.
I know, and
sailing
this does
the water.
Give me incentive to actually do things on it. I guess I could. It's what I used to do, and I guess I should fucking well get back into it and start doing it again.
Get off your ass, Pete.
because if I don't, you know, then I just sit there and do fuck all, and it's
yeah,
and that's boring.
Well, it is. Yeah,
it is.
It is.
So
you're right. You're right. It is.
I mean, I already told this Michael character. I said, well, this, you know, this boat of mine is rather derelict looking, and he says, you know what? He said, to me, that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter at all. Whether something looks derelict or not, you know what? Mm-hmm. There's heart and soul in that. And that's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
He said, every vessel here in this marina has a story. So, just think of it as that. So don't be ashamed that it doesn't look all prim and pristine and state of the art and whatnot. He says,
all the chrome gleaming in the sun and all that.
Right. He said, that doesn't matter. He said, sure, it's nice if it is. But
sure.
He said, I guarantee you, once you get out here and get to know some people in this little community that we have out here,
mm-hmm.
the people out here are very helpful to one another.
That sounds like an ideal place to live.
You can't really live there, I guess, but...
Well, no. But...
He asked him about that, and he says, well, we don't really allow it, but... And then again, on the other hand, we don't really stop it either, so...
So kind of a part-time thing, maybe?
He said, it's kind of a catch-22, he said, if you know what I mean.
It's frowned upon, but not really... enforced.
He said the least, when it comes right down, he said the least people know what goes on, the better.
Sure.
So.
Oh, yeah.
If that's the way it is, well, that's the way it is, and I won't tell Robert, and you won't tell Bob, and we'll all live happily ever after, once upon a time, right? So.
Indeed. There you go.
Kind of made a fairy tale story out of it. Well, he seems like a really he is a really good guy.
Huh.
He really means well, and he wants to help.
Mm-hmm.
But again, at the same time, he's looking at it from his standpoint.
Sure.
If I come in there, he's accruing money. See, he's trying to get me in there. Says that's making him money.
Well,
I'm spending
yeah.
money,
and it's one
so
fewer empty places than his marina.
That's right.
How come it's so,
so in that regard,
places?
So in that regard, it's kind of good for him if I get in there, because then he's showing the boss that he's, look, I got another guy in here. That's who?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Making you money.
Hmm.
So, yeah. I'm sure it'd cost me fucking $2,000 for a year or round about. I'll say $1,500.
And then you got to pay for whatever shore power you use and stuff?
Right.
Hmm.
Right.
Is that like a BC Hydro hookup or something? Like
something like that, I guess.
Hydro bill the same as you would a house, maybe?
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not quite the same as that. Because while you're there, while your boat's there and it's not plugged in to fuck all, you're not using any power.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get billed for hydro because you're not using anything. But if you're there and you're on your boat for a night or whatever, and you charge your batteries or you use power, or you use your stove or blah, blah, blah. They clock you up and he said, what? He says, at best you'd use, what, a dollar or two a day, if that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you calculate that over a year. Not a lot of money, really.
No.
It's really not.
A couple hundred at the most. Shit.
Right.
Nothing.
So that's really not that bad.
At least more of that in coffee money anyway, so.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. So, yeah, I don't know. No, I'm just over here. It's the first time I've been here in months. Since cold snap came through here and lasted for 6 weeks.
Brutal.
It's blowing a fucking... It blew a hole in one of my fucking plastic windows up here. It ripped it wide open. One side of it. Right on the fucking... port side window. Side window is fucking shredded. I had it taped up and the wind must have got a hold of it and tore the fuck out of it. So I'm thinking I should go back to the store in Rosedale and I'll acquire some Gorilla Tape or something, and some of that clear Gorilla Tape, and come back and tape it up.
Well, there's a reason they charge money for that stuff.
What's that?
It works.
The Gorilla Tape?
Yeah.
Works good, actually.
Yeah, I think so. If you've,
it does.
If you apply it correctly and all that stuff, right?
Then it does. I've used it here a few times. It's works good. I'm actually fairly impressed with it.
I've tried the 3M. I've tried all kinds of glues and.
No, none of that shit works like this.
No.
No, it doesn't. Fuck, is it dusty up in this fucking bridge area, though? Holy fuck, I can't believe the amount of dust.
You need to take a shot back to it and.
Either that or water, I guess.
Hose it all down.
Just hose the fucking thing down.
You have a big blotch of mud underneath you then.
I don't care. Fuck it. It'd be clean.
Yeah. What year is she?
Pardon?
What year is your boat?
89. Uh-huh. 30 years old this year.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, for a boat, that's not very old.
No. No, I know.
I mean, there are cruise ships that are 50, 60 years old, and they're, you know, they're used every single day of their lives, and they're in pristine shape.
Well, I was going to say, this, where this Michael's office is, he's got an old wooden, it's not a Chris Craft, it's a, I forget what it is, but it was made in the 50s.
Really?
And it still runs and operates. It's got a, I don't know, some kind of diesel engine in it.
Huh.
He doesn't ever use it. But
it still floats.
It sits there. It floats in there, and it's his office. He himself has got a 1995 Chris Craft. It's about the same length as this, but same style of boat as this. It's a lot the same. It's just a little higher end. Chris Craft are a little higher end than Bayliners.
Oh.
But you think this is bad on fuel? He's got two of these engines in his.
No way.
The twin 460s. I said, no way.
Holy shit.
He said, oh yeah, it'll get up and go like 40 knots or so, or 45 knots. He said, it'll do 50 miles an hour or so on the water. But
holy shit.
He said, fuck. That's and how many gallons of fuel do you use a minute? How is it on fuel? And he just looked at me and he said, hideous. It's absolutely hideous on fuel. He said, you think yours is bad? Or mine's twice as bad. It's got two of them.
Wow.
I said, you know, don't take it out. And he says, no. I'm not a multimillionaire.
No.
I said, why
no.
do you have such craft? And it's like, what are you going to do with it?
It's just a beautiful ship, though, I imagine.
It's a lot like this, actually. It looks a lot like this.
Huh.
It's is there the same style, everything.
Different trim inside or something? Or? Of course, you've you've done
a little
everything
different.
On the inside. You know,
it's a Chris Craft. It's a different fucking line, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure you heard of Chris Crafts.
Oh, I have. I just don't know an awful lot about it, but
no,
I'll have to look it up online and look at some pictures then, because Bayliner. That's a fairly well recognized name, though.
Oh, yeah. There's many different lines of them, too. Many different. There's high end and low end, right?
Mm-hmm. How long is yours?
2655. 26 and a half feet. That's the boat itself.
Yeah.
It doesn't include this swim grid or the anchor grid, which is out front. The anchor grid's out front. If you include those, it's 30 feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, adds a little more, at least 2.5 feet, probably more. It's probably more like 31 feet.
Does your insurance go by the length of it, or is that how it works?
No. Yeah. I'm not sure how.
Shows you what I know.
It's not insured through ICBC either, which is one good thing. I'm happy about that.
Huh.
insurance company called Beacon Insurance.
Oh, yeah.
It's marine insurance.
It's
totally different than ICBC.
Never occurred to me that it wouldn't be ICBC, but why would it be, huh?
It only, it's only like $350 a year, too. That's, and that covers my trailer, and the boat itself is insured for $10,000. The trailer is insured for $2,000, and
yeah,
content insurance it has.
Mm-hmm.
All different types of electronic electronic insurance and whatnot. It's all in there. Well, it's all covered.
Well, you kind of have to, I guess, eh?
Oh, you don't have to, but
it'd be wise, though. Would it be?
It's wise to do so.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Michael said, too. He said, I said, does everybody have their boat insured out here? He said, no, but we strongly recommend it that you do. He said, there's supposed to be, but not everybody does.
Huh.
But then if you have a fatality, your boat has a fatality out there, well, you pay for the cleanup. You're on the hook for everything, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said it's in your best interest if I can have it insured, because if something does go wrong, and it can, believe me, and when it does, and you're on the hook for this fucking bill, you're not going to like it.
No, no.
It's going to cost you huge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a far price to pay $350 a year, or have like $2,000 or $3,000 in damages that you've done to a dock and whatnot, and your insurance is... You don't have insurance, well, you're guess who's paying for it?
Yeah, right out of your pocket.
That's right. Whereas if you're insured, your boat goes down, it's insured, and you're covered. Your insurance will cover the dock. It'll cover all that shit. So that's what liability insurance is for.
Yeah.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cut with...
So, again, it's a far price to pay the insurance and... as opposed to not having it and end up putting the bill.
Huh.
It's kind of like driving drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Really stupid.
Yeah. Either you're going to take a chance or you're not.
Right. me, I don't have that problem. I just don't drink, so I don't have that problem.
Well, plenty of people out there do.
Oh, yeah, they do. They're crazy, as far as I'm concerned.
I think the last time I drove drunk, I was on a bicycle.
There you go.
So,
that's fairly safe.
Yeah.
I guess.
That was overseas in Korea, so.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to a bar and meet everybody. Of course, it's summertime and it's 35 degrees outside anyway. And,
yeah.
You know,
that's right. Yep.
You can easily go out for a bike ride and have a few. But that was when I drank.
Yeah. I know. I don't do that anymore either. Giving that up.
Do you occasionally have a beer every now and then, or not really?
Oh, very rarely. I haven't drank in months. I haven't drank for, a long time.
I think the allure is gone.
Now, it is.
I just feel like shit the next day, or not even the next day.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like shit for the next couple of days at least.
You can pay for it. You go
really hammered. I just fucking know. Terrible.
I feel gross.
I feel like shit for fucking 2 or 3 days, so why bother?
Yeah.
I don't. Not good.
No.
I'd rather not.
And all these people are out there dancing and partying and drinking and arms and legs flying around like a bunch of fucking fools. And then the next day their head's stuck in the toilet.
Yep.
It's good for you.
Isn't that fun? Is this fun now?
Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only that, you take away all my money as well.
Oh.
You pay for it in your body and soul, and you pay for it in your wallet as well.
That's right.
$50 gone.
Exactly
instantly.
Right.
God.
That's right. Exactly.
How much really good barbecue could you get for $50? Probably a lot. Or you drink it all away and then vomit in the toilet and feel like shit for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
God. I'd rather have a T-bone than that.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice exactly. T-bone. Big fucking T-bone. Instead of a Mickey of vodka. No, the allure is gone in that, I think.
Yeah,
it's no longer fun. I don't even know why I considered it fun. Probably because everybody else over there, that's all everybody ever did, you know. English teachers.
Yeah.
Maybe they failed in Japan, so they went to Korea instead. I don't know. But they're all a bunch of fucking yahoos.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest thing is getting drunk.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
You're not a fucking English teacher. Go home, you wannabe. Oh, I've seen a lot of English teachers go there and party it up and
mm-hmm.
Yeah. One guy when I was in that resort facility for a year and a half, one guy got in there and he was Canadian and he drank until he blacked out and he put a couple of people in the hospital and so they put him in that facility. Yeah.
Jesus.
So, 8 months of his life is gone. Oh, because he drank. Oh, well. So be it.
Mm. Yes. Exactly. So be it.
Your life. Not mine.
That's right. Exactly.
I'd rather be a boring, sober person.
Pretty much.
Shit.
Pretty much it.
Have you had your supper yet?
No. What time is it?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's about 5:00 here.
Really? Wow.
Holy shit. I don't have any more classes to... Yeah, we've been yapping up a storm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I had a headache for 2 weeks straight.
Fuck.
And then...
I don't know how you can deal with that.
Well, because of mother's cancer, you know, they gave her some morphine tablets.
Oh, yeah.
And if it really, really comes down to it, I could pop one or two of those things. And they're tiny little morphines. Very small dosage, but it sufficiently knocks it down. Mm. But then you have the hangover shit. It's like, you know, drinking to excess, right? You feel like crap the next day. The headache's gone, but then you feel like a...
Yeah, exactly. And you feel like shit from that.
Yeah. Oh, nasty.
Oh, there's never a fucking happy medium for anything, is there?
Doesn't seem to be.
Always a side effect. There always is a side effect to everything, it seems.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm now a card-carrying medical cannabis person. I signed up for, I don't know, maybe a year ago or so, and I tried it.
Oh, yeah.
And my short-term memory is just gone for shit. And I tried it for a couple of months, and it didn't work. And so I gave it up. Now I have mother's... do you remember I asked you to hook me up with some guy, and that was a while back.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out for me. Didn't pan out. I don't know what the allure in that is either. My short-term memory is already bad enough, so I quickly dispensed with that.
No pun intended. You need not make it worse.
Sorry, say again?
It need not make it worse then.
No, for sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I apologize if I didn't talk to you earlier on. I just,
with no
headache, you know, it's, people don't understand that sometimes, you know.
Oh, I do.
Fuck. I'm glad you don't have headaches like this, Pete. I'm glad you don't, because it'd be...
I'm one of those people who don't mind.
Right on. That's good.
Yeah, like that, or...
Yeah, thanks for that, brother.
There's no problem.
Shit. There's not much you can do when that happens. So.
No, there isn't. Like I say, I don't mind that. I understand that. I get that.
Thanks. I count you as a friend, yep. man, because...
Well, really. What else can we be if it can't be that?
There you go.
What else do you got?
Sad and lonely people if you don't. Yeah.
That's the way I see it, so... Yep.
Right on, right on. That's good. I think I'm going to split and go and get some supper. Maybe even make supper for these other people here. See what they want me to do.
Well,
pleasure talking to
you.
Yes, yes, you too, you too. And let me know what your plans are for your yacht. I'm kind of anxious to know what you decide.
Yeah, not sure yet, but...
Yeah, well... Whatever you do, it'll be the right thing for you. So
I got to pick away at it here, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then, until next time.
Yes. It's good chatting with you, my friend.
You too, you too. Take care.
You take care of yourself, and we'll chat soon again.
It sounds about good. Right on.
Right on, Justin.
Cheers, man.
You as well.
Bye for now.
Ciao for now.
Yeah. Oh, you've never played golf before?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Well, I just said I have to. This is. Go to Montessori school.
With it. Oh, does he?
Yeah. It's a little different educational system than.
Yeah.
And I said, well, this is, my goal is to mix the harder stuff with the easy stuff, to blend them together so that, you know, to learn the harder stuff is supported by the easy stuff. And he gets to practice the easy stuff because it's repetitive, and he gets the harder stuff mixed in, you know, to keep it real life situations like measurements or whatever.
Yeah.
And
well, same here.
That's my goal, is, you know, to.
Yeah.
And
that's
what I want to do with Miles, because he's capable of it. It's just that.
Yeah. I'm just new to ask you. You said he goes before you call us.
Montessori.
But I thought that was just like kindergarten.
No.
It's regular school.
It proceeds up to.
Up to what grade?
Much higher level. I don't know, actually.
I had no idea. I thought it was just kindergarten or under.
Oh.
It was a
regular
school.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Do
you want some corn?
Corn? No, I'm good.
Oh, is that good? Yeah. Really? I had no idea. I thought for sure it was just. Not a school.
No, it's a real legitimate educational way of thinking.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Grade 6 or something like that.
I honestly do not know.
Oh.
I honestly do not know.
You should ask her sometime.
Well, I'll look it up online if I have to know.
What grade is Miles?
4. First day I asked him, can you explain what something means without giving any examples? Can you explain something without using examples to explain? So my question is, what are
dissonance?
So decimal is two fractions.
But there's international.
So my question is,
why? Like there's.
I mean, so did start off with an example of eight. And so he couldn't. So my answer was, decimals and fractions are both used for less than one, smaller things, portions of one, pieces of one. I know he is capable, and sometimes it just takes believing in a student.
Yeah.
Believing that they can do it, and that is the
shrug
to put in the
direction. Statement.
So they're just slow. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. Oh, no, it's not capital gains, no. It won't be any capital gains, but there's always a little bit of interest. And like, I look back at my records and quarterly statements and stuff, and you know, a little bit of dividend, a little bit of interest, and a little bit of, well, it wouldn't be capital gains, but a little bit of interest and a little bit of dividends from all of them, from each one of them. Some's American, some's international, but like foreign, that's just considered foreign income, the international stuff. Eh? And of course, it comes too. Eh? You have to add that in. But I mean, I could calculate it myself, but you don't. Yeah, and you're not usually right if you calculate it yourself. They'll say, well, a dividend comes out, and some of it's return of capital, and some of it is, you think it's a dividend, but it really isn't. No, that's all right. You're what? Oh, really? Yeah, exactly. Just on my phone, it just says preschool and kindergarten. Well, obviously not.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's really good. So you go from, you know, 3 hours a night or something like that to nine? Or not? Yeah, but you know, you'll get some fresh air and stuff like that. You know, and that makes a difference. You start getting fresh air, and you know, you're out in the sun, and the air, and, you know, and not breathing the stale air in the inside, you know, and the artificial heat and all that kind of stuff. It's you know, you'll feel better, and you'll sleep better probably. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, did you talk to anybody that, days until Ev's birthday, but I don't know. I haven't talked to her for a hell of a long time, it seems. Mm-hmm. Oh, you did. Yeah.
No, in the garage.
Well, the 4th is their birthday, so another 10 days or so. Yeah.
Just in the return the card thing to the...
Yeah. Well, anyway, language. I'll let you go and get back to whatever you're doing
here.
Did
you tell him we did one
exit? Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I had to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you betcha. Yeah.
So, Fleetwood Bottom has a Montessori program.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't hear me. I said Fleetwood Bottom School has a Montessori program.
Oh. Okay.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's a kindergarten kind of thing.
No, this is grade 4.
Oh.
Mine is grade 4 and he goes to Montessori.
Oh, really? I thought it was kindergarten.
So that's what everybody says, but...
Okay. I don't know, some kind of new philosophy. Well, it isn't new, it's probably old.
Yeah.
Can you imagine we're having a school over the busiest highways or streets. Hey.
Pavement button?
No, Montessori.
What's the other school? Oh, yeah. They've got one on Seating Drive, you mean? Just off Seating?
No, but I'm talking about on Maryland West. Montessori School.
Where is that?
It's on Mayor McGrath.
I mean...
I'll look at it on a map. Hold on, please.
No. When we go to the hospital, that's Street Floyd.
Oh, that's Scenic.
Scenic. Can you imagine a school on Scenic?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's far enough off the road, though.
It's still on Scenic.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Well, Fleetwood Bodden is not far from there.
Yeah.
It's maybe about 10 blocks away or so.
Yeah. Fleetwood Bodden's in the area where we used to live, actually. It's only
4 or 5 blocks, maybe.
3 blocks from us.
Oh. The one you're talking about on Scenic is 6th Street, and Fleetwood is on 12th Street.
Yeah.
Anyway.
12th Street, yeah.
It was first developed in 1872 by Maria Montessori.
Oh, really? So it's old. I see. They said it was probably old.
1872.
1872, so it's pretty old. Mm-hmm. 150 years or so.
Montessori practice is broken up into these kind of practical life. It says the area refines everyday gestures, activities, and behaviors that a child sees the adults around them and they perform. In other words, I brought my. This is what I did today. So he's holding it, he feels this is wood, right? He sees it's a piece of board, right? And then he sees me that I'm measuring, right? To introduce the tape measure. And I said, well, you know, this is a little hook that it's wobbly, but you can either measure this way or this way, right? Measure the inside of something or measure the outside of something. Yeah. So I'm getting him familiar with the tactile things in the world.
Yeah.
That this is primarily a Montessori practice. You know, so I show him, you put that on the end, and then you count how many inches, right? Yeah. And centimeters on the bottom, inches on the top. Yeah. And so we're looking at, this is 8, this is 9, this is 8.5. So I show him a few things and tell him how to look across it and measure it. And then... He does the same thing. He's mimicking me, right? Measuring stuff. And then I mark a dot, and he has to actually grab a tape measure, pull it out, and measure it, and figure it out himself. Mm-hmm. So it's very tactile, very hands-on, physical things. You know, sensorial. Basically, it's seeing what the adults in his world are doing and figuring it out from the child's point of view, right?
Yep.
And academic, so there's language and there's math. Well, that is what we're doing. We're doing English and mathematics as well. And so it's practical life, sensorial, you know, using your senses, the 5 senses, to figure it out. Academic, combining the math and the language. And cultural. Well, he's from Kainai Nation. Right? His dad is First Nations and his mom is
is Scots. And so, you know, it's involving the cultures of both.
Yeah.
And I talk about a little bit about Korea every now and then, and the fact that I have some friends from South America, Central America, right, talking about the English, what they were doing in World War One, World War Two, things like that, sort of cultural, you know, the fact that there's different spellings of different words because some of it is American English and some of it is British English, and yeah. things like that, you know, yeah. the real world. So that's essentially why this Montessori thing is kind of important for him.
Yeah.
Not just, here's a paper, do the math, and I'll yeah. tell you what you get. It is a little bit of that, but now you've got to use that math to put it into real practice.
Right.
So that's what we were doing today. Yeah.
Good.
I brought a 2x2 chunk of wood today, and it's about this long. Finally, at the end of the class, he said, can I keep this? I said, sure, but you've got to ask your mom first, because I don't want you bashing your furniture around or breaking your television or something. So, oh, okay. But instead, I exchanged it for one of these.
It's shorter.
It's shorter, and it's
yeah.
a little bit less, more like a club, you know, for
yeah.
injuring people or cats. Or
his mom said, okay.
Yeah, so that'll be part of his homework, is for that. So, people believe this Montessori thing is only just like play school, preschool, kindergarten.
Well, we never knew because nobody ever said anything.
Yes, essentially, Fleetwood Bottom goes up to grade 5. Then they've switched over to Montessori's method of teaching a while back, I guess. And I don't know if they have the traditional, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic curriculum as well. But that's what we're doing in this class. And so I told his mom that we were doing measurements and fractions. And, oh, really? She seemed a little bit like, oh. I said, well, you know, according to the Montessori method of learning and teaching, it is very hands-on and, you know, it's real life. And so that's what we're doing. And mixing the really tough stuff with the easy stuff,
yeah.
using the easy stuff as a base to, you know, to latch onto the tough stuff,
yeah.
and encouraging the tough stuff by mixing it in with the easy stuff as well. And so that's what I'm doing. I never remember what school these kids go to, though, so.
Yeah.
I have this information.
Except for this one piece that seems to be missing.
How come you didn't do that one piece? Can I put these down first, please?
This one. Neil?
I don't even feel you in the chair.
Oh, really?
Not the damn thing, they fall down between the seats. They'll fall out later on. Sometimes
they don't.
Well, last time I found a couple loonies in here, so I'm going to look for the puzzle pieces.
Good idea.
Here.
No.
I never go there.
Have you looked
in here? Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. Probably mixed in with the snacks.
Yeah.
Nothing, huh?
No.
Nothing but a bunch of scrap paper.
Yeah. A lot of scrap paper.
Hmm. That's weird.
Yeah. Oh well.
Does this need to be cleaned?
Oh, probably. Probably does.
Somebody.
Can you check the cracks in this chair too?
Yeah, I did.
How could a piece just disappear?
Yeah.
You won't go right here.
You know, it happens so often, eh?
Okay.
So often.
We're fighting it. Here we
go. Oh, yes. Well, it used to be just because, you know, the air was a bit dry in the wintertime. But they pick up on your sleeve. You know?
Yeah.
Especially
the smaller pieces. Mm-hmm. That's a small piece. Anyway,
it might show up.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Well, if it does, at least you know where it goes. You know, I found this on the garage floor foot, and I thought, that might be crucial, a memento, a keepsake of some kind.
I'm thinking not.
Really? I thought if this is your hole in one.
Yeah.
There'd be hell to pay if I lost this one.
Yeah. I know. Oh, I would worry about it.
What did you say?
You do it for it. Nobody's going to use it.
Oh. It's a matter of use, it's a matter of keep.
I got the ball that I made a hole in one.
Yeah.
Ow! Ow! Anyway, that's good. Get it. If it shows up, fine. If it doesn't,
it's still fine.
Oh, ow!
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, you better hide the cow.
How do you know I haven't?
Because you told me you found it in bed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
boy. I use Glenn's. I forgot Glenn had one. Yeah. Yeah.